I tried to go on some of this trauma healing journey early on when I was sick, and it didn't go well. I didn't know how to self-regulate. I was doing EMDR, I was doing parts work before I had these nervous system tools mastered. And I would walk out of some of those sessions completely blown apart and in more trauma. And so I sort of gave up on trauma healing for many years, saying it didn't work. Well, it's not that it doesn't work. It was that I wasn't resourced enough in my own nervous system to self-regulate before and after these sessions. I didn't have a toolkit. I didn't have a limbic system that could handle going into certain memories and then coming back out into the world. It's all about sequencing. It's all about having a good toolkit so that you can take that journey, the hero's journey that you need to take for a trauma repair.
Welcome to Feed Your Wild, an immersive journey to help you remember your own medicine and awaken your intuitive healing gifts. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join us for heart-centered, real conversations exploring intuition and spirituality, health and wellness, astrology, herbalism, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and life. Our mission is to inspire, empower you, and help you expand your spiritual and intuitive connection to its fullest expression so that we can build a more beautiful world together. Get ready to feed all parts of your wild self. Hey there, welcome to Feed Your Wild podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, your intuitive nourishment guide today and every episode. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Kathleen King. I'm going to introduce her more formally with her bio when our interview begins. But Kathleen is somebody who I immediately recognized was sharing really powerful tools and information, and from a place of such deep heart-centeredness and a mission that was palpable to support the healing, the actual root causes, and to help people shift out of spaces that can seem so incredibly contractive and dark, and that is with chronic illnesses. Before I proceed with this amazing interview and conversation, I have just a couple of brief announcements. The first is that the doors are open again for the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway. This is my 9-month intuitive healing mentorship and mastermind group program. If you are looking to develop your skill, your practice, your vocation as an intuitive healer, so whether you are a practitioner, somebody who's interested in intuitive healing, maybe you're a beginner, maybe you've been in the trenches working with folks already for some time now, but you want to really bridge the material with the spiritual, the scientific with the esoteric, and cultivate your intuitive healing gifts, this is the program for you. And this time around, I have a brand spanking new option that I have not released to the public before, and that is a 3-month option to join WIP, which is what I call the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway for short, instead of the full 9-month commitment. Now, of course, the full 9-month commitment is available, and you actually get a lot of perks for joining for the full 9 months, including getting lifetime access to all of the bonuses, including a brand new bonus that I'm adding on coming up in February called Unblock Yourself. And this is an intuitive healer's emergence kit with a bunch of wonderful tools to moving through blocks and alchemizing them, the top blocks that I see really plaguing healers as they step forward onto their path of healership. But we also have this 3-month option that makes it much more accessible and palatable for you if you're like, I can't even schedule things out a month in advance. So if you're in that camp, this 3-month access is a wonderful option. So make sure to learn more and apply if you feel called at thewildlyrooted.com/apply. And I would love to journey with you for the next 3 to 9 3 months. By the way, at the end of the 3 months, you do have the option to continue forward if you're like, yeah, I want to stay in this amazing, incredible container that is WIP. The second announcement is that I have a full moon ceremony coming up, y'all, on January 25th. It's called LIT, a full moon in Leo fire ceremony and heart activation. So if you cannot make it live, there's a replay. So definitely join us if you're feeling the call, whether it's on the 25th or after. But join me for sacred heart work in a fire ceremony to release the blocks preventing you from moving forward into your path of healership. I will be giving a transmission on the empowering energies of this full moon in Leo, opening up the Akashic records and connecting with our guides. You will walk away more aligned on purpose and lit up with the fire of divine grace. So you'll be tuning into the medicine of rose. We'll be attuning to medicine of rose as a gatekeeper of the heart and guided activation, release ceremony with the element of fire, of course. And we'll look at actionable steps to move you in the direction of your desire. More to come in terms of Akashic channeled messages and impromptu readings. This is also donation based. I have a minimum of $11 to support this work, but if you feel called to donate more, it is so appreciated and welcome. I cannot wait to circle up with you in this beautiful ceremony on the 25th. Go to wildlyrooted.com/lit, L-I-T, to register and sign up. With that, let's come back into this amazing interview with Dr. Kat. So if you have been experiencing things that are kind of seemingly random or like a ton of different symptoms that are chronic that won't go away. Maybe you have full-blown Lyme or mold toxicity or parasites, or you have experience with PTSD, CPTSD, perhaps even chronic pain, arthritis, autoimmune disorders, issues that are one of those that you take to your conventional doctor and they just don't know what to do with you. Maybe they give you some prescriptions and send you on your way, but it's not actually addressing the root issues. Well, you know, I'm all about getting to the roots of things, which is why when I first started my journey with holistic health, I dove into functional medicine and Ayurveda and TCM and energy healing and shamanic practices. Really exploring all that was available to me and understanding what is going on for my family, for my mom in particular, who was dealing with breast cancer at that time when I started my journey into this whole world of holistic health, but also for the people that I began to see when I started to practice as a clinical nutritionist and a functional medicine health practitioner. So much of what we would work with or what I would learn and then bring in as a protocol or a practice would work maybe for a little bit, but it wasn't addressing the roots. And then I got into trauma work and looking at somatic experiencing, looking at family constellations, looking at EMDR, looking at brain retraining, looking at all these different things, all these different modalities. And yes, how powerful they can be on their own. But when I came across Kathleen's work, she quite literally is bridging all of these beautiful therapeutics and modalities and philosophies that I have come across over my years of working clinically and also intuitively with people, and creating a synthesized and unique body of work that helps to support people in building back their resilience, regulating the dysregulation that's been happening for so long, and tapping into their internal power. Of course, this had to come from a person who had experienced it in their own life. Kathleen personally found freedom from over a decade of debilitating health, chronic Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, mold toxicities, parasites, PTSD, and more, and has been presenting as an expert on nervous system healing to both traditional medical practitioners and mind-body healing communities. The nervous system, from my perspective as an intuitive and a clinician, the nervous system is a bridge between the seen and the unseen, between the spiritual and the physical, the material. It's a powerful gift that we have, this intelligent system that is ultimately meant to not just keep us alive, but to support us in thriving and evolving as spiritual beings with physical bodies. The ancients knew this, which is why you can find so many tools and therapeutics and plant allies and supportive practices that directly help support the nervous system healing in ancient practices like Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine, among others. But today, in our modern times, we are facing an astronomical amount of insults against our nervous system. And I would argue that a lot of that is by design. There are concerted efforts to keep us disconnected, to keep us in states of dysregulation, to traumatize us. Now, whether that's coming from an unconscious or a conscious place, there is still a pattern of this that is pervasive and it's only increasing. The populations that I most closely tied in with are the intuitives, the highly sensitives, the empaths, and those folks that, as we talk about in this interview, are the canaries in the coal mine, are those that are attuned so sensitively, yes, to receive things intuitively, deeply, but also can be the ones that are the most impacted by these assaults. Having a highly sensitive nervous system is a gift. But it can also be a double-edged sword if we don't know how to support it and bring in the nourishment and the tools and feed our wild nervous system in a way that enhances our capacity and our power rather than weakens us. So in this interview with Dr. Kathleen King, we're talking about this very thing, the importance of supporting our nervous system and how to do so, and Kathleen's own personal journey of experiencing freedom from these chronic health issues and diagnoses and labels that quite literally kept her in bed, immobilized. If Kathleen can do it, if she can move herself out of that place and not just get to a level of, hey, I'm feeling okay and I'm actually able to play with my kids and do some work and go to a restaurant and eat foods that maybe you weren't able to before, but to actually thrive and create a body of work that is aligned with your soul, to connect with your mission, to have the energy to show up every day as your fullest self in all areas of your life. That is what is possible. And Kathleen is a beautiful poster child for this possibility of deep, deep healing. While I am a huge fan of tools and bringing in the herbs and the practices that can be really supportive for our healing journey, I also believe that we have absolutely everything we need inside of ourselves to step onto the path of self-healing in a radical way that is beyond what any other external food or herb or tool or supplement or practice can bring. I also need to just preface that my personal definition of healing, self-healing, is not necessarily to cure anything. It's not to clear and remedy yourself of any and all symptoms forever. Life is a spiralic journey. It is absolutely not linear. And healing to me has more to do with alignment with your truth and your essence than it is about clearing up any kind of diagnoses or symptom. Now, having said that, of course, What a beautiful thing to actually be able to overcome and find freedom from chronic symptoms. And that's my prayer for anybody who is really journeying with them. I have some dear loved ones who are in these places of contraction, in these places of what can feel like a prison, plagued by multiple symptoms and incapacitation in some way, shape, or form. So I hope that with this interview and with Kathleen's work, we at least bring a little bit of light, like a lighthouse, and plant a seed for you in your own healing journey of the possibilities that are available to all of us, no matter how dire or challenging your situation might feel. I can't wait for you to dive in. Please, please let me know how all of this lands. I would love to hear feedback, ahas, thoughts, comments. You can connect with both Kathleen and myself over on Instagram. My handle is at Wildly Rooted. You can comment or send me a DM. And I'd also love, if you are enjoying this podcast, to leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts. I love reading how each episode supports you in your journey. Okay, so without further ado, let's dive into this conversation with Dr. Kathleen King. Welcome back, everybody, to Feed Your Wild. I am really excited to get into this topic with a very special guest we have today, because it's been something that I see so pervasive in the populations that I'm in, that I serve, that I have been serving for a decade now. And it's time to dig deep into the whys and the root causes behind what we could label as chronic disease, chronic illness, like some of these issues that seem like they just don't go away. Why are they here? Patterns that we've been dealing with for years, for some people, even decades. In particular, this highly sensitive and empathic population that I know tunes into this podcast and that I am very deeply connected in with as intuitive healers. So today we are welcoming in Dr. Kathleen King. Dr. Kathleen King, DPT, is a physical therapist and neuroscience-based mind-body practitioner. Her professional focus is on chronic illness and trauma healing, and she's the founder of the Primal Trust Academy and Community. She weaves together brain retraining, vagus nerve toning, somatics, and trauma-informed attachment repair techniques in her online program. And I know that there is a story behind this, Kathleen, but first, thank you so much for saying yes and coming on to the Feed Your Wild podcast.
Thank you for inviting me to talk about the things I'm passionate about and raising awareness on this topic.
Well, first, let's just give a quickie overview. I mentioned a little bit of the aspects of your work. For those who are not familiar with your work in Primal Trust, could you give a bit of a primer for people just so to orient us to the work that you do?
I have a company called the Primal Trust Academy and Community, and it's for people who are the ones that have been from doctor to doctor, practitioner to practitioner, because they've either been stuck with chronic symptoms and maybe even just chronic trauma patterns. And I basically help people to learn how to self-regulate their own biology through brain rewiring, through nervous system rebalancing, and through what often called inner attachment repair, which is a type of trauma healing. Basically teaching people what I had to do to become functional again. I was on and off bed bound for over a decade. I was very ill and couldn't work and very sick. Very sensitive to everything, always very sensitive, but eventually it turned into like a chronic illness sensitivity. And I realized there's a whole population out there dealing with this. And so I created a platform and a community and a whole protocol to help people get back that resilience so that even though they're sensitive, their body can handle living in the world and can handle toxin and pathogen exposure and triggers with their relationship, et cetera, without completely crashing.
Yeah. And I'm sure for some folks who are listening in right now who are in that place, that very contractive and sometimes dark place of being in the middle, a flare or just like deep in pain, are tuning in and maybe thinking to themselves, is this even real? Is it possible to get out of this? What have you seen? And I would love for you to also share your story of how you came into this work, because I know that you have a very personal experience with this.
I know what it's like to live in a dark, quiet room because you're at the point of sensitivity where you can't even handle sound or light, stimulus from your family. I know what it's like to be on such a restrictive diet because you're reacting to everything despite doing all of the cleaning that you can. I know what it's like to take a shower and then not have energy for days after because you just spent it all. Or to, if you have any type of social interaction, you're completely blown out. Yeah, my story is that I was diagnosed with all sorts of things, ranging from Lyme disease to chronic virus to mold toxicity to parasites to autoimmune stuff. And spent many years, not just months, but years in that highly sensitized state. And I see people all the time, including me, who maybe they're so sensitive, they can't even eat food and they're down to like 90 pounds and they have no life. Get their life back, be able to eat all their foods again, be able to handle sight, you know, sound stimulation, socializing, simply, not simply, because it's a process. But through this nervous system work and through deep self and inner attachment work, it's possible to rewire both your nervous system and your energy field to handle life again. And we have, you know, now thousands of testimonials of parental trust of people completely debilitated, maybe sometimes for 10, 20 years, that are able to rewire their brain and nervous system. And that's the cool thing. Like, we have plasticity in our brain and nervous system, and we can change these things. We can send new messages to the limbic system, which is this big threat mechanism that's going haywire with those that are highly sensitive. We can shift these things. We can shift our biochemistry, and it's possible. It does take some work and some practice, but it's absolutely possible to have more resiliency even though you're still sensitive, to be able to re-enter the world and be able to do quote unquote normal things and handle them, and actually even develop more resiliency than the quote normal people who seem non-sensitive. And that's how I feel now. I feel like I can do things that make no sense. Like the capacity that I have now is abundantly more than I ever had in my life. And I'm still a very sensitive person. I still feel things. I'm still very intuitive, but I've taught my nervous system how to have a large bandwidth of flexibility of stimulation and be able to hold steady in the storm of life.
So just even listening to the possibility of this, Kathleen, is so expansive. You know, I think part of the healing that I see for people is just purely listening to other people's stories to see what is possible for them, to see the reflection. And one thing that I have seen, especially when I was working more clinically, was this need for people to hear or listen to stories that reflected exactly what they were going through, to show that it was possible, to expand that possibility for them. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about that journey that you were talking about, you touched in on, and all of those labels that you had. And, you know, I'm not saying that those weren't real or true, right? What I have seen, especially in the functional medicine circles, because we also see people who've seen all the conventional doctors and then they don't have the answers. And then they come into holistic and functional medicine. And then we start to do all the testing for the parasites and for the Lyme and for the mold toxicity. And most of the time we're seeing positive numbers in all of that. So we could say, yes, all of this is contributing to what you're feeling. How did you begin to unravel all of that, unpack the prescriptions, the things that you received, and start to dive into this work? Where did this true north come to for you? How did this happen?
I love how you phrase that, the true north, because that's exactly what it is. It becomes one big, I'm going to call it one big shit show of diagnoses, supplements, doctors, labels, and you feel like you are in a hurricane of confusion and have lost trust with the body. And for me, after literally over a decade of dozens of practitioners, lost everything, literally had no money, lost everything, trying to fix myself, I was in that dark, quiet room, and I realized that despite all of my medical education personally, seeing all the best doctors that I could possibly see, trying dozens of protocols, including energy work and shamanism and functional medicine and normal medicine, I was still sick and I couldn't fix it. That moment of basically realizing I can't fix it and neither can these doctors caused me to sort of go into this grief, but also like settling into that dark, quiet space. And what happened was in that surrender of trying to fix Lyme disease and mold and whatever, a space opened that helped me to tap into my intuition that I used to have before I was sick. This moment where I remembered working with people with chronic pain. That's what I used to do as a physical therapist. I worked with chronic pain and I studied a lot of the work of mind-body medicine like John Sarno, et cetera. That teaching is that pain is modulated in the brain and that chronic pain is actually a brain processing issue. And that if you can teach the brain to reprocess pain, your pain can either go away or significantly be reduced. And all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute. The brain is the processing of not only pain, but your immune function, your detoxification, your digestion. And I'm like, what if this is a brain and nervous system issue at the core, just like it was for chronic pain? And it brought me back onto the path of doing the exercises that I used to teach for chronic pain, for Lyme disease, mold toxicity, parasites, et cetera. I did these exercises that are basically like functional neurology, brain, mind, body exercises, and my infection symptoms started to drop away. And it was like, oh, this is it. I have a massive processing issue in my brain and nervous system from being highly sensitized emotionally, chemically, you know, with all of those things. And then I started doing research and I realized that there was a whole world out there of people healing from chronic Lyme, chronic mold, chronic digestive issues, using limbic system retraining, nervous system work, functional neurology, because they were acting at the root issue. And we can talk about this, which is an immune modulation issue and a cell danger response. That's actually what's behind chronic illness. That really is nervous system dysregulation resulting in these modulation issues in our immune system and in our cells. And we can change that with our own consciousness.
Which is so incredible. And also, of course, I feel like throughout like my work with people, there is always a knowing, like a deep knowing that the body knows how exactly what it's doing. Like there's a purpose behind things. None of this is really an accident. And even when we take a look at autoimmunity, you know, there's a lot of discussion autoimmunity in the functional medicine circles. And I always kind of had this sense that was like, there's more to the story than like all of a sudden there's this fluke and supposedly our body starts attacking us. There's more to the story. And I love that you mentioned you came to this point where it was almost like a breaking point and you had to come back to that intuitive knowing because there were no other answers. It's like that dark night of the soul quintessential moment, right? Which I'm sure maybe there's like it wasn't just one moment, maybe it was an extended period. So it sounds like you began to go back to these practices. And I was going to bring up John Sarno too, because that piece with the pain and TMS, like we've talked about it on the podcast before. But I love how you weave in particular with your work currently, all these different modalities that are really hard to find all in one place with other programs and practitioners. So you mentioned a few of them. Could you go a little bit deeper into what those core pillars or practices are and why they matter? Like why incorporate all of those versus we see some other programs out there like brain retraining programs in the functional medicine circles. I remember a lot of my colleagues recommending the Gupta program, for example, for neuroplastic healing. But there's a lot that I felt was missing in terms of the trauma healing and somatic piece that you're touching on. So I'd love for you to maybe give us a little bit of an overview on that.
Well, I found that what happened was there were these brain retraining programs, there were these vagus nerve retraining programs, there was these somatic experiencing programs, there was inner attachment repair programs. And it was almost mirroring what we see in medicine when you go to a hospital where you have your endocrinologist, your gastroenterologist, your the different practices. And it's like, no, these all need to be here. If you want to actually rebalance the nervous system, it is a top-down, bottom-up approach, meaning it's a mind-to-body and it's a body-to-mind, and they both need to be happening synergistically. And I think that's because of my background as a physical therapist. Like, I was trained very holistically to look at all of the influences. And it was just obvious to me that there wasn't a single-handed approach to rebalancing what was going on in my body. And so I never did just brain retraining alone, because it just didn't make sense to me because of my understanding of mind-body healing. You have to be able to get in the body and somatically experience the feelings, and brain retraining is awesome, but it's not, that's not the practice of brain retraining. And the same thing for vagus nerve toning. Amazing. Yeah. Get into your vagus nerve, learn how to improve the function of your vagus nerve, which regulates everything in your body. But that's not the same thing as doing inner attachment repair or specifically limbic system retraining. And so in my program, because of this holistic background, fortunately, all those years that I was sick, I also learned a lot. I started to weave them together in a way that in a particular sequence. And the sequence I learned from trial and error with working with me and then hundreds of other people and seeing what works, what overtaxed their nervous system. Like, okay, right away, having somebody go right into brain retraining isn't always the best thing because they have too much protection response. So I need to do more education first and maybe a little bit of vagal toning and then brain retraining. And then more people tend to tolerate that. So in my program, I have a very specific sequence where we focus on vagus nerve retraining, usually first after some basic education. People need to have education. They need to start with understanding where is their nervous system even at. Some people don't even know they're stuck in a chronic stress response. And so that education piece is important as a buy-in, because the mind, the ego, doesn't like doing this stuff. It doesn't want to retrain your brain, and it doesn't want to calm down, because frankly, you've become safer by being stressed. And it's become a new set point, especially with highly sensitive people. So I really start with a lot of education for the buy-in, because it took me 10 years to convince myself to do this kind of work. I was, no, I don't need to do that. I need a pill. I need this. I need a doctor. I didn't have the buy-in. And that to me is the number one thing. So we start with the education. Then we start with vagus nerve toning. Then we touch into brain retraining. After we do some brain retraining, just calming down the limbic system, your amygdala, your fight or flight response. Then we go into the body a little deeper with somatic movement, somatic presencing. Some people call it somatic experiencing, because I found that trying to get somebody who has been in trauma into their body without being able to self-regulate their limbic system or without certain vagus nerve toning tools is like throwing you into a building on fire. And it just does not go well for a lot of people. And so that comes a little later in the program. And then from there, we work on some inner attachment repair, which is basically befriending our wounded parts, our protective parts. That comes later after you've established a good toolkit of self-regulation. I tried to go on some of this trauma healing journey early on when I was sick, and it didn't go well. I didn't know how to self-regulate. I was doing EMDR. I was doing parts work before I had these nervous system tools mastered. And I would walk out of some of those sessions completely blown apart and in more trauma. And so I sort of gave up on trauma healing for many years, saying it didn't work. Well, it's not that it doesn't work. It was that I wasn't resourced enough in my own nervous system to self-regulate before and after these sessions. I didn't have a toolkit. I didn't have a limbic system that could handle going into certain memories and then coming back out into the world. And so it's all about sequencing. It's all about having a good toolkit so that you can take that journey, the hero's journey that you need to take for a trauma repair.
Oh, I love so much how you're talking about this, Kathleen, because it makes absolute so much sense. And I think also from your perspective and from my perspective as a practitioner, looking hindsight is 2020, it makes sense looking back having those experiences that you did where I had positive people listening. I know I've had clients who've tried these things that people told them, hey, this could help. Like this really helped me, like EMDR and some, you know, trauma therapy, but their capacity to support the integration or the therapeutics of what was actually coming up and happening, like just wasn't there. And so I love that you're touching in on this regulation piece. And I also feel like, well, you mentioned the education and how important that is. And I think it is super important for people to even be open and receiving to this kind of work. You had this one Instagram post that I really appreciated. And it said, are you willing to relabel your chronic health issues as a chronic stress response? I think this links up with what we're talking about. And also, I think that alone, that statement alone can be kind of inflammatory for people who have been in this place and feel like they've done all the things. What would you say to someone to begin to open up and allow space for the possibility that it actually might be connected to their chronic stress response and their nervous system, and to begin there?
I'm smiling because I was the person that if you would have said that to me 10 years ago, I would have given you the middle finger.
Right.
So that was me, everybody. For those who are like, what? I have tests to prove it. So did I. And I was, oh gosh, I got so angry when my therapist at the time, and I have a post about this, said, I think 80% of all of your Lyme disease symptoms is due to your chronic stress response. And I screamed at him like, no, I have a real that you don't, you're gaslighting me. You're this, you're that. And then the end of my post is he was right. He was right. Because when I started doing this work, 80% of my Lyme symptoms went away. And I'll just say this. So this is sort of a side note and I'll get back into this, but I just want to say this. 7 years ago, I stopped treating all of the things that I had because I ran out of money, but also I started on this nervous system route. And people would ask, well, are you healed from Lyme disease? And I'd be like, I don't know. I never retested. I could say I have freedom from it, from doing X, Y, and Z. This summer, I got very sick in Costa Rica and we were trying to figure out what I got. And so they did a vector-borne panel of looking at what it could have been because I was super ill for a while. And part of that panel was a full Lyme and co-infection panel. And it came back. Doctor said, you are negative for tick-borne illness. So it went away. I didn't treat it. So I just want to say that. Now, what does that mean that this is a chronic stress response? It doesn't mean that you don't have Lyme disease or mold toxicity or parasites. It means that the chronic stress response is the reason why your body can't handle these pathogens and these toxins. It means that the chronic stress response has caused your immune system to go offline, where it's upregulated in some ways and downregulated in others. So it's missing certain pathogens or overreacting to your own tissues. It means that your cells on a cellular level are stuck in what's known as a cell danger response, where you literally cannot receive nutrients in the cells. Your amazing diet, all the supplements you're taking are not going inside of your cells because your cells are in a protection mode. And they're also not letting go of toxins. So they're full of toxins and they're not letting in nutrition. That is all due to your autonomic nervous system function. So the Lyme disease is a side effect of a chronically dysregulated immune response. The mold toxicity, the parasites, all of this is a side effect that your system went offline. Now, maybe it went offline because of trauma, but maybe it went offline from a toxin exposure, a chemical exposure while you were having stress in your life. Either way, your immune system went offline and then it stayed offline because of this nervous system dysregulation. The cool thing is that when you learn how to regulate your autonomic nervous system consciously, your intelligence takes over and it knows how to live in harmony with these microbes, with these pathogens, with all of this. It knows how to detoxify. And it's all due to this electromagnetic shift that we get all the way down into our cellular mitochondrial level. And this is what is really important with your population you're speaking to, the highly sensitive empath. Our electromagnetic grid is highly, highly sensitive to change. Like we are affected electromagnetically to lots of things. So the number one thing for this population is to learn how to self-regulate your heart-brain coherence, because that is what translates to your electromagnetic signature. to your cellular function. And so this is a big thing for you to like key into, like what's going on. My electromagnetic system is highly changeable and highly reactive. And I need to learn how to stabilize that. I need to learn how to become more of a stable ship in the storms of life inside through staying in what I often call heart-brain coherence, which is how you do that is through vagus nerve toning, breath work, brain retraining, nervous system tools to keep your electromagnetic field in a stable state so that your cells can stay detoxing so that your immune system can come back into balance. That was a mouthful, but hopefully you followed it.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm like taking notes because there's so much that I have to say.
Sorry. I can't even rant.
No, it's perfect. And we need to hear them. And I love your rants. There's so much juiciness in there. So one thing I wanted to just bring up is this memory that I had when I first started to incorporate my intuitive work into my clinical work. Because that's how I started to do it, was I just started to integrate my intuitive and psychic work with my functional nutrition. So I had this one client. And she actually came to me from a functional medicine doctor. I had worked with her with him. She was like, you know, nothing is really working. I've been working with him for 3 years now. Like, I'm not getting better. Can we dive into the intuitive piece? So when I tapped in, I intuitively saw her cells not being able to take in literally anything that she was taking, like all of the supplements. She had a huge list of supplements from this doctor. And she was doing all the things. This poor woman was down to eating two foods because she was so sensitive to all of the different foods. Like anything we tried to bring in slowly, she would have a reaction to. And I saw and I was told her cells are not taking in the nutrients and they're not able to communicate with one another effectively. And they're simultaneously like keeping what you were talking about, the toxicity inside. And it felt very linked to this, I guess we could say, like an energetic pattern that she had with her family that was instilled since she was young. And so she started to talk about her family patterns around this and her inability to receive and open up and how that all related. You know, at the time I was seeing this, I didn't know how to help her though. And I think that a lot of times people might be intuiting and sensing what is actually happening, but they don't have the steps, which is why I'm so appreciative of your work, Kathleen, because you're like, here, this is validating everything that you're experiencing and know to be true or sensing intuitively. And here are some steps to help you along the way. So I just had to share that because I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what this woman, and she was the first of many others that I would see this kind of pattern around. And so I'm curious, you talk about the energetics, the electromagnetics piece of it, and really needing to tend to that. And I'm seeing like even extending out the more like etherized or spiritualized energetics and the spiritual practices that I know that you have also woven in. You mentioned a little bit like shamanism and some shamanic practices and some energetic practices. Where do you see these more energetic and spiritual practices or treatments being woven in along with this work?
Such a great question. And truly, and I say this in the end of my program, the root cause is actually the separation from ourself, our source, our essence, which is the spiritual alignment you're talking about. Now, how do we get that back intact? I have found that if your nervous system is dysregulated, if your limbic system is hot on fire in a fear response, your ability to get into that alignment can be very limited. Now, it can happen and you can have really beautiful supernatural experiences, even if you're stuck in a chronic stress response. But what happens, in my opinion, and what I feel like I see is that when you start to regulate your nervous system and you start to specifically work with your limbic system, you're working on your prefrontal cortex. You're getting that more online. I think the access point to our higher self, to that higher wisdom, opens up when that prefrontal cortex is more online. When we have a balance between our limbic system and our frontal brain or our cognitive brain, in that balancing state, to me, it's almost like, yeah, this portal opens and then you can see, oh my gosh, this intuition drops in. This is how I need to be living. This is how I need to be expressing my essence. And it's really hard to find that when you are in a, what I would call an ancient brainstem protection program or a limbic system overactivation, meaning you're just in chronic fear protection. Your intuition isn't actually often intuition. It's like protection thinking, but you think it's intuition because it's like trying to warn you all the time, but that's actually a limbic system. Active and highly sensitives can be very susceptible to getting confused between intuition and protective limbic whispering. And this is where that highly sensitive nature can become a little bit of a curse because you hear every little whisper of your limbic system thinking that it's higher wisdom when it's actually just a deep protection response. And so getting in touch with our spiritual nature, we do need to have a calm and an opening in our brain state to tap into that. From my experience, unless there's, like I said, some like massive intervention or like a near-death experience or whatever, to have that access point on a daily basis, this is why we start in my program with the nervous system tools. And then in the level two program, we're doing a lot more of this intuitive work and getting in touch with our true self and expressing our essence, which you were asking, like, how do we get out of cell danger response? That intuition where you notice that the person's cell, I mean, that's beautiful because you literally just described cell danger response, which you can read about this. The person who coined it was Robert Navio, for those interested. But what happens is this, it's the as within is without principle. How you are responding to your life, how you maybe had to respond to your family, happens all the way down to the cellular level where you're like hiding inside, like you're not actually expressing your truth. You've got guarding up, you've got protection. You're like, fine, I'm just not going to share who I am. I need to protect myself. They're not respecting me. They don't listen to me. Well, that happens all the way down to a cellular level where your cells literally harden their walls. And the communication is, there is the cellular communication, but it's like, hey, everybody, hunker down and protect. Because there's toxins, pathogens, et cetera, in the body, and we need to protect ourselves. It's not that we actually don't have energy, but we use all of our energy for protection. Same thing with our relationship. We use all of our energy to stay guarded and protected and reacted. As within is without principle. And so shifting that is multifaceted, nervous system work, relationship work, but your cells, this is one of the other things I teach, your mitochondria inside of your cells, they're the big daddy here. They are either going to use their energy to thrive and to go live a purpose, or they're going to use their energy to protect and shut down all of your cellular processes into the cell danger response. So your mitochondria need to get some type of signal that it's okay to thrive, to express who you are, to live your passion, to live your mission. And what I see in my program is that when people self-regulate to a point where they're willing to start living their values, they're willing to start self-expressing their authenticity, they're willing to go after their purpose. It's almost like the mitochondria is like, oh, okay, we've got a new signal. Hey, everybody, we need to use our energy to thrive again because we need to go do X, Y, and Z in the world. And it's like everything starts to shift.
Oh my gosh, that almost brought tears to my eyes. Just feeling that the power within that, you know, how we all have that capacity and power, and also the tears connected to the sadness of the disconnection that's so prevalent. I feel like I see so much chronic illness today. When I started working like a decade ago, clinically, I remember getting people that had chronic illness and I was like, is this normal? Like, is this what clinical rounds are like where people are dealing with these issues? And I would hear from my mentors and older practitioners like, no, we're seeing more and more of this. Like, it wasn't really like this before. And the things that we used to use as protocols like are no longer working. And I just feel like it's just increasing. And so what I'm hearing is there's a huge wave of disconnection or confusion in terms of ourselves, our orientation to self, connection to our spirit self. But I'm also curious, what else do you find, if you find this to be true, Kathleen? And also, if so, what do you attribute it to? What do you see in terms of maybe environmental or contextual? What are the components that are really influencing this huge surge in chronic illness?
It's definitely multifaceted. So we can start with the toxin load. If you look at the DNA, if you look at intracellular toxins now, people are bombarded because we are constantly taking in glyphosate and metals and all the things in our environment. So the toxin load is one thing right there, which is going to start to build up. Well, that wouldn't be a problem if we were regulated as a society, like nervous system wise, if our cells were like in a state of ease, like we have all of these additional toxins from food, environment, even like EMF exposure, all this stuff. So that's bombarding our cells, but we're not living in a way where we are in regulation. We are in rushing. We are so overbooked. We are on the phone, on the screen, going all the time. So we have this second input, which is now we're super busy and our nervous system is in a sympathetic overdrive all the time. And then the third piece is that I think just we have become disconnected from the sacred, whatever that is, like for you, whether that's being in nature, with being with our own just simplicity of our own breath, because we're so busy and we're so overstimulated. We're not doing our art. We're not doing our creativity like maybe we would have 20 years ago when we had a lot more space in our day. Because we're on screens all day, that is very disembodying to be on a computer, to be scrolling. So our dopamine pathways are getting way overstimulated, which takes us out of our self. So there is a disconnection from self because you're not expressing yourself. You're not connecting to whatever the sacred is in your life as much. Nervous system is maxed out in sympathetic overdrive because we're so damn busy. And then we do have a higher level of toxin exposure. And, you know, so that multifaceted, input into our body is it's a lot, and it's throwing us offline. And then there's those who just happen to be more highly sensitive, meaning that they tend to feel everything more. Well, they're going to be the first wave going down into chronic illness. But we are now seeing those that are not so sensitive collapsing. I'm seeing it all the time. I have all these different like CEOs contacting me, like, I've never been sick and all of a sudden I'm collapsing, and I've never been highly sensitive and all of a sudden I'm collapsing. Well, you know, the bucket's getting full, not just for the highly sensitives, which we were the first wave of chronic illness, but now for those that have been, you know, a little bit more what I call prefrontal, less sensitive, they're starting their toxin level and their disembodiment level has also started to reach its peak and the body can't keep up. So that's what I'm seeing.
Hey there, I'm interrupting this lovely conversation to bring you a special invitation. If you are a clinician, a practitioner, a healing artist of any level, maybe you're just starting out, or perhaps you're a seasoned practitioner. If you feel that your soul is aching for a change, that something is calling you, you want to go deeper with your medicine, you want to know and expand your intuitive gifts, you know that your calling is to be an intuitive holistic healer, but you're not sure what that means or looks like. Well, I have a special private training where you will learn my 3-part intuitive healing matrix. This is the foundational piece for all holistic healing practices, and it's what has guided my work and so many others. This private training is called How to Create a Transformative Intuitive Healing Practice You Love. And you can get access to this training for free when you apply and are accepted to the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway, aka WIP. This is our high-touch 9-month intuitive healing mentorship and practitioner mastermind. On this journey inside of WIP, you'll be initiated into the Akashic Records, becoming a reader and a practitioner for intuitive connection, experiencing deep self-healing and unparalleled support for your clients and patients. You'll discover your intuitive gifts and break through blocks, limiting beliefs, fears, and programmings that are holding you back. You'll also channel an integrated body of work that synthesizes your innate gifts, experience, and wisdom. The Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway is an initiation. It's your chariot that will carry you into your next level of healing, both personally and in your work. So I invite you to learn more and apply. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/apply. There are no risks or obligations to join after you apply. And if you're accepted, you'll get that private training on how to create a transformative, intuitive healing practice you love. Head over to wildlyrooted.com/apply. There's got to be a turning point. I feel like having a deep understanding of like the work that you do and being able to connect with that, integrate that, like do that and build our resilience is like a non-negotiable. I feel like we absolutely need, in terms of the direction that we're going as a society, incorporating more technology that has the potential to derail us, you know, like impacting the electromagnetic fields and all of that. And I don't want to be, you know, because I do feel like there's always going to be solutions and remedies to any challenge that comes up. I don't believe in succumbing to the fear and giving all of our power to the fear around things that are happening in our world. But I do see, as you're saying, that it's just been increasing and people who were seemingly less sensitive or more resilient are now collapsing or really experiencing things. And it's scary for them because they're like, what the hell is this? You know, like, I've never experienced anything like this before. And it's new territory for a lot of people. And then, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's like we can look at like healthcare costs and just like all of that that's just growing and growing and growing and growing. So with having said all of that, what are some things that you feel people can ground or anchor into that can bring a sense of like hope and help them to connect to their true north like you were able to, Kathleen?
Well, the cool thing is that we truly have the capacity to rewire our brain and consciously self-regulate our biology. We have the capacity to literally shift our biochemistry in a few minutes of doing these things. Like that is there. It's just that we aren't taught the practices. We have the capacity to have our electromagnetic field be stronger than the big cell tower we're right next to. We literally have the capacity to be more stable. We are powerful generators when we are in coherence, when we are in touch with our truth, our essence. We are imperturbable beings in a lot of ways that we don't realize because we're not in practice. I think that, first of all, recognizing your body can heal itself when you are in an electromagnetic alignment in your heart mind, and when you are in regulation, when you are authentic, when you are repairing your relationship wounding or repairing your trauma wounding, when you are spending time in presence with yourself in nature, especially, and rebuilding your field, or you're expressing yourself through art or dance or music or whatever, you're rebuilding your field. We have so much capacity. We're stronger than these viruses that are around us or the pathogens or the EMFs. We are stronger than that. We have to have a certain self-care and a certain attitude and a certain focus to align to that. And that's what I teach. That's my mission. That's what I feel like I lost, that I feel like the world needs. And so just to know that there's hope, that despite all of these, you know, these exposures, we have the capacity in our body to handle it and to triumph over it. I really believe that.
Amen. I believe that too. I feel like I know it, and I know you know it, which is why you're doing this work. And I recognized that and the mission and the energy behind your work, which is why I invited you to come onto the podcast, because I feel like it is something that we need. And you spoke to the fact that a lot of the highly sensitives and empathic people were kind of like the canaries in the coal mine, the first wave of chronic illness. And I also believe that we are the first wave of people to really support the healing of humanity of the planet on a deep, deep level, because we can feel so deeply, because we can see and know so deeply. And we need to have that resilience in order to be able to do so. And not just the resilience, but tapping into that powerful self that you were describing, which is such a beautiful vision. So I just wanted to formally thank you for holding this vision and mission and saying yes to it. And like clearly having said yes to it a long time ago before you even got sick and having to go through that journey, you know, I feel like, and I'm not going to speak on your behalf, but I feel like so often we do choose a lot of the things that we go through. I'm not going to say everything. And because I think there's a lot of variables that happen when it's kind of like a NASA mission, right? Like our soul comes into Earth school and we're like, we don't know all the things that are going to happen, but we do agree to be a warrior of sorts. And so I just want to honor the journey that you went through and recovering and now being sort of this harbinger of hope for people who are in that place. So thank you so much for being that. And I'm curious if there's anything that you feel is important for people to understand or know as they embark on this journey. Like if they were to, you can share obviously like your work and how they can find you to begin this work, but what are some of the initial first steps or what are some things that would be helpful to know before doing this work?
Well, like I said, initially it's about teaching yourself the science behind why you're sick so that you can finally make sense, like understanding cell danger response, understanding limbic system impairment, understanding nervous system dysregulation, maybe taking the ACE study, the childhood ACE study, so you can see how childhood traumas have a high indicator of, it's a test that you can take 10 questions to see like the indication of what likelihood you would have to have chronic illness simply because of trauma in childhood, and getting that understanding of like, wow, maybe what I'm dealing with, like I had to have that epiphany, is a brain and nervous system dysregulation affecting my immune system. That's the first piece, because once you feel like, oh, this is it, then there's a sense of like hope and even a path that will start to unfold for you that will cause you to look into, okay, well, now what can I do to get help? Of course, there's lots of different programs. Obviously, I've got Primal Trust. And then the next step would be to start learning the tools and learning how to self-regulate. And once that regulation comes in, then there's going to be a whole new brain state that's going to open up. And I think you'll be more intuitively guided on what you need to do to resolve your trauma. Maybe it's my program, maybe it's something else, maybe it's working with practitioners and a program, but that'll come to you because you're in a more regulated state. And ultimately, there's a big choice. There's a choice of, even though I have had this illness for so long or this highly sensitive side for so long, there's a future timeline for me, a future embodiment that I choose to align with and bring into this present moment where I am resilient, where I am radiant, where I am living my truth. And I choose to find that. And I choose to use these tools, not just to heal my chronic illness, but to rewire my brain and nervous system to be able to hold that frequency. So this is a whole nother level here. Our true self is a highly vibrant, energetic being. And part of this rewiring work is literally like rewiring an old house with new up-to-date wiring so that it can hold the electromagnetic field that you are. And I think that that's also what happens. It's what feels like has been happening for me, is that I'm rewiring not just to help my symptoms, but to hold a frequency of light that is more of my true self essence.
So beautiful, so needed. Thank you so much for that. I have to say, you know, as I came across your work, well, I intuitively got like a hit, like you need to dive more into this, but it brought together so many pieces that I had come across, that so many of my students and clients have come across. For example, you had mentioned a few of them, TMS, John Sorno's work. For those of you who aren't familiar, he wrote the book Healing Back Pain and Mind Body Prescription. And then his mentee, Nicole Sachs, I've talked about her and her work with Journal Speak, which is a really beautiful component of sort of processing things. And then German New Medicine. Are you familiar with German New Medicine or traumatic healing knowledge?
I would say my level 2 program is based on those principles. I just do it a little differently.
It's also weaving that in. And for those who aren't familiar, I have a podcast episode on German New Medicine, so I'll make sure to link that one up. But it's Dr. Reichhammer. And in the 80s, he founded this field of medicine, we could say, that identifies the correlations between physical symptoms, the brain, emotional distress in our lives, and linked with conflict shocks. I find it really beautiful, and I attempt to have more fluency in that work. But one thing that I do find is that, okay, we can understand where things are coming from and bring awareness to it. But sometimes that awareness is not enough, because as what you're saying is we're in a dysregulated state. If we have multiple things happening, like how do you begin to unravel so that it's not having such an impact? So I love that your work is really bridging all of these pieces, and then the brain retraining that I mentioned before, plus the trauma work with somatic experiencing, like so many of the pieces we've talked on this podcast. And I feel like you bridge it and integrate it together in a really beautiful synthesized work. So I'm curious, I know obviously I want people to check out your work and explore that, but is there a simple practice that someone who is in that state right now where they're dealing with multiple symptoms, multiple things, maybe they have a limited capacity in what they can do. Is there a practice that you can suggest that they can do right now just to help assist them in bringing in a little bit more of that regulation or increasing capacity?
Yeah. So one of the first practices we teach is something called orienting. And what's happening is your limbic system is often stuck in the past or in the future. So your stress response is because of stuff in the past or fear of the future. And so when you can bring your conscious attention to the present moment and connect to your environment, it's literally sending messages to your limbic system, to your amygdala, saying, right now, there's no tiger in the room chasing me. Right now, I am not dying right now because I'm sitting here breathing, looking at this tree or whatever. Right now, I am inherently okay, is what the end result of this practice is. What I usually have people do is simply find something in the room, or especially if you can go outside, the best thing would be to go outside, sit under a tree, and look at something outside, look at some piece of nature with wonder and awe, as if you were like an alien that just landed on this planet and you're seeing it the first time, or a baby who's seeing it first time. Connect with that thing and breathe in through your heart and imagine connecting to its life force, its energy, and just breathe and literally just staring at a tree and breathing with a tree and feeling the ground underneath of you and feeling the beauty and noticing the texture and the detail and honoring this creation of nature with your witnessing of it restores so much of your own electromagnetic field, but also it's sending messages of safety to your limbic system that right now you are in touch with beauty, you're in touch with the earth. And doing that, I mean, that if I were to name one practice, that's so simple, but that's my favorite thing to do when I'm stressed. I go outside and I connect with a flower, a bird, a blade of grass, a clover, a rock, and I ponder it and I connect with it and I love it and I fall in love with it and I breathe with it. And there's nothing that I'm wanting in that moment because I feel so filled in connection. That is a doorway into regulation.
Ooh, I feel that even now just hearing you talk about it. And I think that's a beautiful reminder for anybody, not just those who might be in the midst of a chronic storm of symptoms. But honestly, I think everybody could be really supported by that. And I have to ask this because of so many of my past clients, like the impact that it would make to hear a reflection of what they are going through, the sort of diagnoses, the label that they carry, that they're holding, is something that absolutely can be supported by this kind of work. And I don't mean to have you like go through the entire list. And I also honor that there's like certain legalities around like what you can say. But what types of labels and diagnoses and symptoms that you see people seeing having benefited from this work, just so people can even hear like, oh, okay, I'm in that category and it might work for me.
All right. So the big ones are any type of chronic infection, including long haul COVID. That's big one we're dealing with right now and having great success. Lyme disease, parasites, chronic viral stuff. So any type of chronic infection, autoimmune issues when your body's just kind of went out of whack, Hashimoto's, all sorts of other types of autoimmune issues, mold toxicity, PTSD, just any type of PTSD. We work with a lot of trauma. Chronic fatigue syndrome is another big one. POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, chronic pain. Those are the biggest classes, but anything where honestly you've been from doctor to doctor and you have these weird things, weird symptoms, unexplained, those are our people, like-minded souls.
Fibromyalgia, all of that being under the pain, right? Mast cell activation syndrome and poly autoimmunity. Because I feel like I have seen so many people where they'll have one autoimmune disorder that is diagnosed and then 2-3 more pop up and they're like, what the heck? And it's like, it's one of those whack-a-mole type of experiences where you feel like you're addressing one thing and then something else pops up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's the ones where you just feel like you're weird, your body doesn't make sense, you have all sorts of random things and you don't understand. That's usually got a nervous system dysregulation at its core.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for people to check out more about your work and also like on social media, you share a lot of really valuable information. So please share with us, where can people find you and how can people contact you or your team if they are interested?
So primaltrust.org is our website. There's the contact form there. Also just emailing admin@primaltrust.org. It's a direct email. Instagram, we spend a lot of time with making great free content there. So it's primaltrust_official. YouTube, same thing, primaltrust_official. On my website, I have several free trainings and PDFs and webinars that you can go look at for under the free resources. And inside of our community, it's not just a program. We have live guided help through both level 1 and level 2. We're starting a whole new series of a live, we call it integration session, where we'll meet weekly and we help you through it. We have mentors, we have study groups, we have literally live classes every day that you can show up and practice regulating together. So there's a lot of live support. It's a lot more than just a program. It's not meant to be just a home study course. It's meant to be a whole community that gets you and you can co-regulate together and go through this process.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask this right before our final question, because I keep hearing it loud and clear. Like I hear multiple people asking this question right now, which is like recurrences of cancer and dealing with cancer chronically as like a chronic illness. Do you see people also benefiting from this work in those populations?
Yeah. You know, if you think about, of course, you got to be careful of having any kind of claim with cancer.
Right.
There,
right.
Or you get canceled. But cancer, if you look at it from a German new medicine standpoint, there's a big emotional component. So a lot of times we can't even get, a lot of times with cancer, people are not even in touch with what they're angry about, what they're holding on to, because they've developed so much nervous system protection that it's just really deep in the unconscious. And I find that with nervous system regulation, you start to convince your subconscious that you can handle feeling the feels. You can handle whatever that underlying conflict is that's so hidden. Once you start regulating your nervous system, you have more access to it. I didn't have cancer, but what happened to me is 6 months into regulating my nervous system, I had a whole bunch of unremembered trauma from my childhood just flood me. And I'm like, whoa, why now? Well, it's because I was more regulated and my subconscious trusted me to have the capacity to handle it. I think that that alone, that you develop the capacity to feel what's in there so that you can release that energy and improve that intracellular communication that is cancer.
That's a really beautiful description. And I appreciate you sharing your own experience of that. I've seen that in a lot of people too, where it's like how intelligent our consciousness and our bodies are to really be able to deal with what we can hold. And I just have to share that my journey really started with my mom's diagnosis with breast cancer and her journey and her eventual passing. But in my intuitive work and working with her as one of her primary caretakers and seeing the depths of the layers that were involved with her cancer. Like I initially thought it was the toxicity and then the medication that she was taking for her menopausal symptoms, which has been now found to be linked in increased rates of breast cancer. But that wasn't the root cause, right? So much of what we were unfolding was deep-seated childhood stuff, relational stuff with her own family. And all of that is hers to know and to keep. And I'm not going to share the specifics of that, but her recurrence of breast cancer had a lot to do with the lack of resilience, her energetic reserves being completely depleted. She's a projector in human design who like overworked. And, you know, it's just like a constellation of contextual experiences that led to that. So I just want to offer that up to anybody listening as well. Like, this work goes really, really deep. And so, Kathleen, I appreciate you sharing that and all the resources and free resources and paid resources that you have available. One last question that I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, and that is, I'd love to know, Kathleen, what is currently feeding your wild, whether that's body, mind, or soul?
Well, you know, I just went out into the desert. I live in southern Utah, and I was having a little bit of a rough bout. I was traveling, I got food poisoning, and my body was just kind of stuck. And I was just feeling that like low energy. I called up a group of my closest friends through their girlfriends, and I said, you know, I need some medicine. I need some divine feminine medicine. And we went out in the desert, brought our speaker, brought our music, and danced. Danced and danced and danced on those rocks out in the desert. And that, oh my gosh, it's like being with my sisters and moving my body and being free. It's like all of it just melted away. My energy came back, my alignment came back. And I think that when we are with our sisters and when we're in our bodies and when we're free and when we're, you know, dancing what's there, that to me is what feeds my wild more than anything.
Oh, I love that. Oh, such a beautiful reminder of the power of sisterhood and community and connecting wildly together and in nature. I love it. Thank you, Kathleen. Well, again, I so appreciate you coming on and sharing. Are there any last words or anything else that you feel called to share before we close out today?
Well, I think I've shared a mouthful. I just want to say that I really do understand the highly sensitive way. And I'm still sensitive. And this work is what allows me to run this company and be a mom and do all the things I'm doing. If I didn't have these tools, I think I'd still be in bed. And there's just so much hope. There's so much capacity. And what you said is, yes, this first wave of chronic illness, we are the way showers of the intelligence of the body through regulation. And we are the ones that are going to be holding a huge container for the world, because the world is getting toxic and it's getting sick. And we understand more than anybody what that's like. And we're able to recognize the signs early in others and be able to help them and point them in the direction that nobody could point us in. I remember a doctor early, he literally said, yeah, you're a canary in the coal mine and we don't really know what to do with you yet. It was like 10 years ago, you know, before I knew any of this. And it was very prophetic, but we're learning what to do. And we're teaching each other through podcasts like this. And we have beautiful work ahead of us to help others out of the same type of hell that we've been in.
Well, that's my prayer, is that we keep on keeping on and support one another, uplift one another, and expand our capacity and power for greater healing for everybody. So thank you for being a way shower, Kathleen. And we appreciate you.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you for sticking with us until the end. If you are interested in checking out Dr. Kat's Primal Trust program and Regulate, I've included all links in the show notes. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/Primal Trust. I can now say from experience that her program is amazing. I have been inside her program for over a month now as a clinician and practitioner, but also as somebody who is deeply invested in the nervous system, in learning more, and in supporting others and loved ones with their chronic illness. So getting trained inside of Primal Trust has been a special experience. And so I can speak from that place of experience with this program that it is so thorough, really well put together. And Dr. Kat has basically put together multiple programs in one: brain retraining, somatic healing, vagus nerve toning, trauma processing, and more. She based her process on the foundational principles of the polyvagal theory, as you heard in our interview. And the program is taught through a trauma-informed lens. In fact, trauma processing is part of the program as well, as chronic illness recovery involves attending to our inner wounding as well as our brain and our vagus nerve function. Because of my trust in this program and my experience with it, I've decided to become a partner with Primal Trust and Dr. Kat in sharing about her program. What that means is if you are interested and want to dive into Primal Trust Academy and the community, and you use my special link, wildlyrooted.com/Primal Trust, then I receive a small amount as compensation for my sharing. I want to be really upfront and transparent about that. But I also want you to know that my intention is to always be transparent about things. So I want to let you know about that particular process, but also know that literally anything that I share, I do so from a place of integrity, of diving deep with it myself. And I wouldn't be sharing it if I didn't believe in it and I didn't believe it. It's something that would actually be supportive for you and for the masses. You can learn more and feel into it yourself and really trust your intuitive knowing, your inner authority on whether or not this is a good fit for you. wildlyrooted.com/Primal Trust. And I'll also make sure to include links for her free Lyme bundle, as well as Dr. Kat's free brain retraining ebook. You could start off with those free options and see what opens up for you. I'm so excited to see where all of this takes you. And let us know. Again, reach out to us on Instagram, via email. I would love to hear how this conversation landed for you and if you're choosing to join us inside of Primal Trust. Sending you all my love. Be well.